Welcome to Songs of a People, a survey of Jewish music coming to you on WUFT-FM and sponsored by the B'nai B'rith Hillel Foundation of Gainesville, the North American Jewish Students Appeal, and Classic 89. Tonight's program features the music of Israel. Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. What emotions these words stir in the hearts of people the world over. About the size of the state of Massachusetts and located at the crossroads of the world, this cradle of civilization, home of three major religions, has been fought over for over 5,000 years. Peace for Israel is still only a dream. God said to the patriarch Jacob, "To you I give the land of Canaan as the portion of your possession." From biblical times until the present, Jews have lived in Israel, although under various occupations, including the Babylonians, the Syrians, the Romans, the Muslims, the Crusaders, the Mamelukes, the Ottoman Turks, and the British. Jews, for literally thousands of years, have prayed daily for the restoration of their sovereignty and for the return of their scattered brothers and sisters from all corners of the world. As a child, I remember proclaiming, along with the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States, the following words from Psalm 137 attributed to the prophet Jeremiah. "If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. May my tongue cleave to my palate, if ever I think not of you, if ever I set not Jerusalem above my highest joy." With the establishment of the modern state of Israel, this tiny land has become one of the most polyglot and heterogeneous communities on earth. As you walk the land, you hear all languages and dialects, and you see all shades of skin coloring among its inhabitants. This heterogeneity is reflected in its music, and it will be impossible to do justice to the variety of this music in a mere 60 minutes. I'll begin with two songs that are particularly associated with the hopes, the yearnings, the aspirations for this land. First, the national anthem of Israel, the Hatikvah, the hope. As long as the Jewish heart beats, and as long as Jewish eyes look eastward, then our 2,000-year-old hope to be a free nation in Zion and Jerusalem is not lost. Our ancient hope will not perish, hope from ages long since past, to live free in the land we cherish, Zion and Jerusalem at last. Richard Tucker will sing. Next in this group, a song that has become the unofficial national anthem, composed by Naomi Shemer after the 1967 war, which resulted in the reunification of Jerusalem. Yerushalayim shel Zahav, Jerusalem of gold. The mountain air is clear and fragrant, like wine it weaves a spell. It is borne aloft on evening breezes along with the sound of bells. In slumber, like the stone in cypress, enchanted, set apart, the city long was sitting lonely. A wall was at her heart. Jerusalem of shining gold and shining copper against the sky, for the songs to your glory, I am your harp. Shuli Natan sings.
Oh. Ah.
We've just heard Richard Tucker singing a pre-1948 version of HaTikva, which still expresses the longing to return to the land of our fathers. And then we've heard Shuli Natan singing Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. Next, three of the most popular folk songs of Israel. First, Roeh V'Ro'ah, a shepherd and shepherdess. Far away among the mountains, there is a shepherd and shepherdess. He is hers and she is his. Their eyes full of love, their eyes full of passion. They stroll through the meadow. The moon wanes. Day comes. Night is over, and also their dreams. We'll hear it sung by Shoshana Damari, of Yemenite background, and one of the longest-lasting popular singers of Israel. Next, two songs sung by Esther Ofarim, Laila Laila and Viulai. Laila Laila, night, night, the wind is blowing. Night hums in the treetops. Sleep, sleep, and put out the candle. Viulai, and perhaps, these things never were. And perhaps I dreamt this, that I never got up at dawn to work in the garden. My Kinneret, were you real, or have I dreamt a dream?
Yeah. Mimrome
We've just heard Shoshana Damari singing Ro'eh V'ro'ah, and then Esther Ofarim singing Laila Laila and V'ulai. Israel is an incredible mix of secular and religious lifestyles. We'll next hear two songs reflecting the traditional religious side of Israel, sung by two of today's greatest cantors. Their styles of singing are very different, but very beautiful. First, we'll hear Asher Heinovitz, who officiates in Jerusalem's Yeshurun Synagogue and is a fourth-generation Jerusalemite. He'll sing from the Torah service, Kohanecha Yilbashu Tzedek. May thy priests be clothed in righteousness. Forsake not thy Torah. It is a tree of life to those who take hold of it. And happy are those that support it. All its paths are peace. Return to us, O Lord, and we will return. Renew our days as of old. Next, Naftali Hershtik of Jerusalem's Great Synagogue, just two blocks from the Yeshurun, sings Lekel Baruch Ni'imot Yitenu. To the Blessed God we offer melodies. To the King, the living and eternal God, we utter hymns and praises. He makes the great lights. His mercy endures forever. O, cause a new light to shine on Zion, and may we all be worthy soon to enjoy its brightness. Blessed art thou, O Lord, Creator of lights.
Torati. Yeah. Oh.
We've just heard cantor Asher Heinovitz singing Kohanecha Yilbashu Tzedek and cantor Naftali Herstik singing Lekel Baruch Ni Moti Tenu. For all of its history, Israel has suffered through many wars, and its modern history, unfortunately, is no different. The following two songs reflect this tragedy. Joe Amar, a Moroccan Israeli, sings Natan, a story of a Moroccan who sacrifices his life for his battalion in the Israeli army. Following this, Arik Lavi will sing Shenenu Me'oto HaKfar. The two of us are from the same village. What is there to say? We are the same height. We have the same hair, the same manner of speech. I remember the quiet nights in the orchards and streets on Friday nights. We liked the same girls. We fought the same wars. In one battle, you were broken. You fell and died. At dawn, I brought you back to the village because the two of us are from the same village. This song reminds me of the American song about the Civil War, two brothers, one wore blue and one wore gray. Arik Lavi sings.
ושוב לא פרצו מן הכבול כתורים רק נעו עצי הרימון בפוסטן ראיתי אותם מדי שחר חודרים כיתת חיילים עם נתן נתן, נתן הרוח לסנות הכותן נתן, נתן קראה לו בשמו והשיב להתן Turai shikor im lo natan Hayu bakita bne amim rehokim Bne Rusia vetsarfat shehigiu lechan Bne hagalil ubnehem tzohakim Gam bin Maroko natan Natan, Natan, Haruach Misnot Hakutan Natan, Natan, Kara lo bishmo v'heshiv lahatan Turai shekoreim lo Natan Katva hakita v'yadah min ha'etz Rimon admoni miperot apustan Lama ba'ohel pitom ve'itpotsets Rimon ale libo shel Natan Natan, Natan Haruach misnot hakutan Natan, Natan Hotira rak shir sheyilel lo hatan Al turai shehalach lo
אנחנו שנינו מאותו הכפר אותה קומה, אותה בלוריציה אותו חיתוך, דיבור מה יש לומר אין אנחנו מאותו הכפר אנחנו שנינו מאותו הכפר שדה ירוק חצינו הצוואר בערב שבנו יחד אל הכיכר כי אנחנו מאותו הכפר
שרוח חרישי בצמרות שחורות עובר, אז אני אותך זוכר. תמיד בפרדסים ובשדרות אהבנו את אותן הנערות, אבל בסוף אמרנו אין דבר, זה הכל נשאר בתוך הכפר. הלכנו אל אותם המקומות, לחמנו באותן המלחמות, זחלנו על קוצים ועל דרדר, אבל שבנו יחד אל הכפר. ובלילות שישי כשרוח חרישי בצמרות שחורות עובר, אז אני אותך זוכר. אני זוכר בקרב שלא נגמר, פתאום ראיתי איך אתה נשבר, וכשעלה השחר מנהר, אז אותך הבאתי אל הכפר. אתה רואה אנחנו כאן בכפר, כמעט הכל נשאר אותו דבר, בתוך שדה ירוק אני עובר, ואתה מעבר לגדר. ובלילות שישי כשרוח חרישי בצמרות שחורות, אנחנו שנינו מאותו הכפר, אנחנו שנינו מאותו הכפר, אנחנו שנינו מאותו הכפר.
We've just heard Joe Amar singing Natan and Arik Lavi singing Shineinu Me'oto HaKfar. Three more songs to close our program. First, we'll hear two songs sung by Ahinoam Nini, who along with Gil Dor will be performing in Gainesville's Performing Arts Center Sunday evening, March 22nd. Ahinoam Nini is a 22-year-old Israeli of Yemenite origin who was raised in the United States, where she attended the High School of Performing Arts in New York City, studied dance with Alvin Ailey and Martha Graham, and who elected to return to Israel at the age of 17 to serve in the army. Gil Dor was the co-founder of the Rimon School of Contemporary Music in Israel, where Ahinoam was a student. Dor is a composer, arranger, teacher, and guitarist. We'll hear them first in Pokeach Einecha, Open Your Eyes. When you open your eyes, the morning turned to late afternoon, and already the evening draws near. The morning turns to late afternoon, and the evening falls. Night covers the sky. Next, they perform a song for father, Yalda Im Tzamot, Young Girl with Braids. I remember years ago, a little girl with braids down her back laughing. While on my shoulders, a story and a song, I would sing to you quietly. In the forest, I untied her braids. The kind old moon smiled, but in the fall, when the leaves are falling, the spring also dies in my heart. Finally, Etz HaRimon, the pomegranate tree. The pomegranate tree gives off its aroma between the Dead Sea and Jericho. I have for you, my maiden, the treasures of the world. Your eyes are like doves, and your voice like bells. My heart is dying from love. Ofra Chaza sings.
כאשר אתה פוקח את עיניך, הבוקר הופך לאחר הצהריים מאוחרים. פוקח עיניך אחר הצהריים, פוקח עיניך, וכאשר אתה פוקח את עיניך, הבוקר הופך לאחר הצהריים מאוחרים. וכאשר אתה פוקח את עיניך, הבוקר הופך לאחר הצהריים מאוחרים. פוקח עיניך אחר הצהריים מאוחרים, פוקח עיניך אחר הצהריים מאוחרים. והנה
גם בליבנו גבה
shot samotzer paramti khier yarach zaken khavi la 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 la
ואלייך החיל יוכל בואי קלה
We've just heard Achinoam Nini and Gil Dor performing Pokeach Einecha and Yalda Im Tzamot and Eitz HaRimon, sung by Ofra Chaza. This is Howard Rothman, hoping you've enjoyed this program. If you have any comments concerning this and the other programs in this series, please send them to Classic 89, 2206 Weimer Hall, University of Florida, 32611. You've been listening to Songs of a People on Classic 89 WUFT-FM in Gainesville, Florida.